At that particular ship there, we worked civilian branch. The company I was working with at the end there, the Maritime Overseas Shipping Group, they had a lot of ships. They had about 17 ships American, and they had a bunch on the foreign flag. I think at one time they were the biggest in the world. And most of ours was tankers. They had some grain haulers, and they had car carriers. Trouble with getting older, you lose your train of thought a lot quicker. What was there just a minute ago?
So you're talking about them being one of the biggest companies in the world, mostly tankers.
Yeah, they chartered out the ships. So we worked for different outfits. You know, 6 months we could be working for one company, or load to load we could change. You know, we could be working for Citgo, you know, out of foreign ports. We could be hauling one for Texaco, or not Texaco, but, you know, one of the other companies. Then we got chartered out for the military when I first went on there. And they made us a pre-position ship. Are you familiar with pre-position ships?
No.
Pre-position ships are ships that the government charters out for certain things. It can be the Navy, the Air Force, or whatever. They charter them out to carry a specific load, and they put them in a strategic position, such as Diego Garcia, in case of a breakout in that theater, you know, they can get there fast and they already have the cargo that they need. In our situation, we were carrying jet fuel, diesel fuel and stuff, so that if something broke out, we would be there. It really doesn't matter who they, when things break out, a war or something, it's whatever, who gets there first. So in our position, we loaded in Deer Park, Texas, went through the canal up the west coast, got bunkers, and headed for our destination, Diego Garcia, which everybody hates. Diego, do you know where Diego is?
I don't know.
Diego Garcia is in the middle of the Indian Ocean, about 2,000 miles from anywheres, and the U.S., it's British, but the U.S. government has rented the island and everything. They got a lot of strategic stuff there, as well as people. Great fishing. Unbelievable fishing. But when we were getting ready in Deer Park, Texas, and they found out our load was going to Diego Garcia, about half the people, I lost half my crew. You know, and then we went down through the Panama Canal and up the west coast to Long Beach to get enough bunkers to get to Diego. The rest of the crew bailed. So I got all new crew members. So we leave Long Beach, headed for Diego, get about halfway over, and they divert us to the Philippines, Subic Bay. All of a sudden, you know, this is great. You know, so we go as a pre-position and ship to the Philippines. And we ended up, I think, 6 years, 11 months, 18 days or something like that. That was great. In the Philippines, we sat in harbor with one other ship, our sister ship, and waited for the government to tell us what to do. In the meantime, we started out, I think we went to sea about 2 weeks out of the month, just tool around, you know, make sure everything worked and everything. and everything. And then at the end, and down there, I think we only went about 7 to 10 days. Let's see. In the meantime, I was able to get my pilot's license, got my golf handicap down. Used to go diving at least twice a week. That was really, really good duty. Good food, good time. We had a good time there. Yeah.